With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. fails to qualify for next week's debate in Atlanta.
Researchers studying dozens of sperm whales who live around the Caribbean island of Dominica have analyzed the clicking sounds that could be a phonetic alphabet. They say sperm whales are high.
Attorneys for President Trump are demanding the judge who oversaw the New York civil fraud trial recuse himself from the case. The move comes amid allegations that the judge improperly discussed the case with a real estate lawyer before issuing the $454 million penalty ruling. In February, the lawyer said that he approached the judge and addressed the case. The former president's lawyers say that the reports raise questions about outside influence. A Florida judge will decide if special counsel Jack Smith can remain on President Trump's classified documents case. Judge Eileen Cannon will hold hearings tomorrow and Monday to determine if Smith can continue to lead the prosecution's case. Trump's lawyers say that Smith's appointment is unconstitutional. A federal appeals court rejects Steve Bannon's bid to delay the July 1st start of his contempt of Congress prison sentence. Following the ruling, it is likely the former advisor to former President Trump will appeal to the Supreme Court. The panel voted 2-1, with Judge Cornelia Pillard, a Barack Obama nominee, and Judge Bradley Garcia, a Joe Biden nominee, in the majority. Charges are dropped against the majority of Columbia University pro-Hamas protesters. The Manhattan DA says 31 of the 46 were dismissed due to lack of evidence. This is SRN News. Colorado expands assisted suicide, as RN's Michael Harrington reports.
Under a new law signed by Democratic Governor Jared Polis, nurses will be allowed to evaluate patients and give them drugs with which they can take their own life. The new law reduces the waiting period from 2 weeks to one and allows doctors to waive the wait entirely if they wish to. As more states embrace assisted suicide, pro-life advocates warn that a right to die will quickly become a duty to die. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have found an unlikely champion in swing state Pennsylvania. Senator Bob Casey will appear on November's ballot and is attacking Republican challenger David McCormick over opposing abortion. It's a reframing for Casey, who once called himself a pro-life Democrat. Casey, whose race is seen as crucial to Democrat efforts, is outraged by the Supreme Court's repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates dropped to their lowest level since April. Well, AT&T must continue providing landline service in California. State utility regulators rejected a bid Thursday by AT&T to drop the service for much of the state. Critics of the proposal say it would have cut a communications lifeline for thousands of older people and rural residents during power outages and natural disasters like wildfires and floods. Many residents in southern states keep landlines to stay connected during hurricanes. The Supreme Court is upholding a Trump-era tax on foreign investments. The goal of the 2017 law, backed by Republicans, was to stop Americans from shielding their foreign earnings from U.S. taxes and to help finance President Trump's sweeping tax cuts. More details at srnnews.com.